Country Club FM.
In honor of the passing of Judge Wapner here this morning, start of the almanac here today. Live to be 97, Judge Wapner.
That's pretty good.
I know you both have been. I know you both have been run. Quiet. I know you've been sworn in, and I've read both your statements.
Oh yeah.
So let's move on. It is the almanac today. Welcome. How did it go Thursday and Friday? Quality.
You know what we did?
Was it quality or quantity?
We did our best.
Okay, that's good.
We did our best. That's all we can do.
Monday, February 27th, 58th day this year, 307 left to go. 1827, New Orleans held its first Mardi Gras celebration.
That's big.
It's big deal. It's
going on now. Have either of you guys ever been?
I never have.
Really?
Sounds like a lot of debauchery.
Your time spent in the South, you never went?
We never went. Hmm. I've been, I was in Tampa Bay, or Tampa or St. Petersburg, for the Final Four in 1999. They have a little French Quarter. It looks a lot like New Orleans, like Bourbon Street with the balconies and everything. And they kind of had something going on like that during the Final Four.
It's on my bucket list.
It's the whole beads thing, and women are flashing other guys. You know, there's a lot of flashing going on. You knew that, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
The beads are crazy. Have you done that, Brittany?
No.
1827, they hadn't invented beads yet.
Oh, wow.
They were like throwing like butter and eggs.
Bobbles, bangles.
Churns. Yeah, all the good 1827 kind of stuff. They were throwing out things that at that point had been invented. I think they were probably throwing cholera, other things out to people. You show whatever you're going to show during that time, 1820s. People weren't showing a lot of skin in the 1820s.
No, really weren't.
So I'm going to assume that Mardi Gras was a little different. They had a little different tone.
Very modest 1827.
Time. Yeah. 1867, Dr. William G. Bonwill invented the dental mallet. Sounds pleasant, doesn't it?
Mallet. Is that where they hit you over the head so your tooth doesn't hurt as much?
It knocks you out. That's right. Before they were using Novocaine and the gas. The laughing gas, the old dental mallet.
It was weighed just perfectly in the, so when they wrapped you on the noggin and knocked you out without, doing permanent damage.
The gavel is probably a good.
Very similar.
Yeah. 1922, the first national radio conference took place in Washington, D.C. Radio was still in its infancy.
Right.
Just imagine those guys getting together. A lot of, even in the 20s, radio guys were gnarly.
Yeah, and they probably talked in a language that I wouldn't recognize.
Had a lot of long hair.
Yeah.
You're into their groupies.
Right.
1922. 1972, where were you when you heard President Nixon give the Shanghai communique? You remember that in 72?
Yes.
It was the Shanghai communique issued by U.S. President Nixon and Chinese Premier Chou Enlai.
Yeah.
That was during his historic visit to China.
Historic visit, yes,
I do. And they're talking about renewed relations between China, Red China, and the U.S. of A. 1974, the first issue of People magazine hit newsstands.
I didn't realize it was quite that old.
1974 was Time Life. Time Life came out with it. They already had Life magazine. They had Time. They wanted something a little less newsy.
Yeah.
So they came out with People magazine.
Nice. And it worked out pretty well.
And who would have been the most beautiful people of 1974? Because they do that.
Yes.
That edition. Best looking people.
Yeah, I would have.
People of the year.
The guy was probably somebody, what was the guy who was on Marcus Welby, the other guy, Dr. Richard Kiley, whatever his name
Brolin.
Was.
Brolin.
Yeah.
James Brolin.
James Brolin. He was, he was kind of a hot actor at that time, wasn't he?
Oh, he was on fire.
You were three or four.
He wasn't any hot. He wasn't any hotter than Paul Newman or
Robert Redford.
Yeah, he was right up there with him.
Yeah,
74, 1980 at the Grammys. Grammys were a little late to the party because in 1980, for the first time, they offered the Grammy for Best Disco Recording. 1980.
Wow, disco was kind of on its demise.
Yes. And the funny thing is that it was also the last
first
Grammy.
And last.
First and last Grammy for Best Disco The category eliminated the next year, and of course, Gloria Gaynor won it here with this one. I Will Survive.
That's a dandy.
It was a good one, and it was from 1980. And was that the same year that the White Sox had Disco Demolition Night, or was that 79? So they kind of, the writing was kind of on the wall. Yeah. So the Grammys, they waited a little too long. Disco was bye-bye. 1990 on this date, Exxon Corporation and Exxon Shipping indicted on 5 criminal counts relating to the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill. Remember, Captain Hazelwood took a wrong turn.
Yep.
And he turned into Valdez and into, where was that in Alaska? It was something sound, not Puget Sound, but
no,
it was
the...
1991, President George Bush went on TV. He announced the end of Operation Desert Storm.
Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met. Kuwait is once more in the hands of Kuwaitis in control of their own destiny. We share in their joy, a joy tempered only by our compassion for their ordeal.
It was a job well done by our troops and the international coalition.
Right. It didn't last long.
No, Saddam Hussein's elite Republican guard.
They were terrified of these guys.
Remember the stories.
Oh my God, these guys
are top end.
It was like the buildup for last week's snowfall.
Right.
I mean, we thought, you know, we were going to be in a fight to the death. My God, this was going to be, you know, David and Goliath.
They ended up being like the Bad News Bears.
Correct. We just
and
crushed.
No disrespect to our fighting men and women, because they still had to go there and
correct,
do a job.
And do a job.
And they salute to them. They cleaned house
it was
and
awesome.
Did well.
It
to,
made us proud for sure.
No doubt about that. And they liberated Kuwait.
Yep.
And that was President George Bush, 1991. On this day, 2003, it was a sad day.
You don't have to always like what people give to you.
Yes.
But it gives me a good feeling when I think that you like to be with me. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy...
Fred Rogers.
Nice sweater.
You're growing inside.
Oh, and he's got one on. He's as we're speaking, he's taking his tennis shoes off, taking his sweater off. He's ready to leave. This is his closing song. Everybody knows it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. This is It's Such a Good Feeling. Yeah, this is his closing song. That I'll be back.
I'll be back
when the day is new. And I'll have more
ideas
for you.
And
you'll have things you'll want to talk about. And I will too. You think
is.
I watched that show when I was a kid?
I think
what?
You did.
A few times, it sounds like.
Half of
we
us.
Lost Fred Rogers on this date. Mr. Rogers, he had a battle with cancer. He was 74 on this date 14 years ago, 2003. 2008, William F. Buckley died. He was 82. He was a big figure in American conservative movements. National Review Magazine, he was 82. Duke Snyder, Baseball Hall of Famer. Died at the age of 84.
The original Silver Fox.
He was the Silver Fox. Yeah. Your recollections of Duke Snyder?
The Duke of Flatbush. He was an outfielder mostly with the Dodgers and like 400 early, low 400s in home runs.
Oh, I was going to say his weight. I mean, that
no,
was
no,
big
no.
For
he
baseball.
Was, he was okay. Thinner. And, you know, he and I share the same birthday. I do remember that. He was a September 19th guy, too.
Good to know.
Yeah.
2013, full-size statue of Rosa Parks unveiled. I'm getting dry here. I'm still suffering from Denver dryness, high desert dryness. I could really use some water right now. I'm starting to dry up. But anyway, full-size statue of Rosa Parks unveiled inside the U.S. Capitol Statuary Hall. That was 2013. Also 2013 in the news.
Dennis Rodman, all no studs and sunglasses, arriving for a bit of unofficial... Do no harm diplomacy.
That's right. Got invited and we just come over and have some fun and hope that it'll be some fun.
He's a good friend of the Kim Jong's, first Il, then Un.
Yeah.
And he was there to visit Un back in 2013. He went to a basketball game and it was controversial, but then people were actually spinning it to, well, maybe Rodman's the guy that can break the ice between the U.S. and North Korea. How did that work?
We send our best when we...
Yeah.
When we, you know, look for...
We send our best. Great representation.
Yeah.
He's our ambassador to North Korea.
We're kicking around in a high-profile meeting in D.C. Guy, who can we send over?
You know, he was on The Apprentice, so it was kind of surprising that he isn't part of President Trump's staff. Maybe he got some consideration. Joanne Woodward, happy birthday today. Still going strong at 87. She was married to Paul Newman, starred in several movies with Paul Newman. How about the other films like Philadelphia, Mr. and Mrs. Bridge, Three Faces of Eve, Summer Wishes, Picnic, Winter Dreams, Rachel, or is that Raquel?
I don't know. Rachel, I don't know.
87 today, Joe. I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
To be honest, Joanne Woodward, 87 today. Ralph Nader, consumer advocate, presidential candidate. He ran many, many, many times. Never really was able to get any traction.
No.
But he would always fight for you. Ralph Nader would fight for you when it came to consumer issues and the consumer fighting against big business corporations.
If you had Ralph Nader and if you had Neil Murray, you had a lot of guys on your behalf.
And what about David Horowitz? Because he had the show Fight Back. And that was another one where you fight. He had a half-hour show, Fight Back.
That's right.
Ralph Nader, 83 today. Dr. Johnny.
You Travis?
Yeah, that's right.
Hello. I'm Johnny Caravella. I'm also known as Johnny Midnight, Johnny Cool, Johnny Duke, Johnny Style, and Johnny Sunshine. You can call me Johnny, okay?
Dr. Johnny Fever. Making fun of radio names.
You're right.
Yeah. Howard Hessman. Howard Hessman, 87. I also liked him on Head of the Class. He was good on that as well.
But WKRP, that was great.
He is 87. Neil Sean, who's the guitarist for Journey. I would love to play some Neil Sean, but we are currently in a copyright dispute right now. We got some copyright issues on a few songs, and it just happens that Journey, Stone in Love, which has a great guitar intro, can't play it.
So, I always pronounced it Sean. Is it Sean?
Sean.
Is it Neil Sean? Okay.
Neil Sean, 63 today. Johnny Van Zant, he's the current lead singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Mm-hmm. Ronnie Van Zant, of course, his older brother that perished in the plane crash.
Johnny does pretty well.
Yep. And then you got Ronnie. How many Van Zants were there?
Well, Johnny and Donnie and Ronnie.
Yep.
And, Donnie was with 38 Special. He's kind of retired from them now. And
their little-known brother, Skip. Wasn't there a Skip Van Zant?
Skip Van Zant. No, but what was the other Van Zant? No relation that played with Springsteen.
Well, Steven
Stevie. Little Stevie.
He spells his name different. There's a D in Zant.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Z-A-N-D-T. Yeah, I think you're right.
James Worthy is 56. He played for North Carolina and then played for the L.A. Lakers. He always had a funny style of dunking. When he would dunk, he would go in and his arm would be straight up.
Yeah.
He would go in when he would drive the basket and dunk. His arm would be straight, and then he just dunk it.
Well, somewhat Dr. J-like, a little bit.
He was a pretty good player.
And he always wore the goggles there toward the end of his career. Yeah. He had the goggles, the
glasses. James Worthy, 56, another one of the Baldwin brothers. Not Alec, not Daniel, not William, not Steven. This is Adam Baldwin, 55.
I didn't know they had another one. Yeah, that's right.
A lot of his movies, he was in The Patriot. Full Metal Jacket he was in.
Okay.
I recognize that one. He's 55 today. Chip Carey, grandson of Harry Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Chip Carey is 52.
Son of Skip.
Yeah, there's Skip. There's a Skip, so we do have a Skip here today. Mm-hmm. Donald Logue is 51 today. He had a sitcom, Grounded for Life, where another sitcom where a guy, disproportionately hot wife. For the guy. Bob Newhart, Kevin James, just go down the list. Jim Belushi.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys on these sitcoms always have disproportionately hot wives. And he was another guy. So apparently humor does count.
What was the name of his show?
Grounded for Life. Grounded for Life. And the wife on the show was the wife then went on. She played the wife then on, I can't think of her real name, but she was the wife on Rules of Engagement.
Oh, sure.
Opposite Patrick Warburton. But now he's currently on Gotham. Do you watch Gotham?
I've only seen bits and pieces of it. It looks so good, but I didn't get in early enough to kind of know what's going on.
His name is Donald Logue. He's 51, and he's currently on Gotham. He plays Detective Harvey Bullock. He is the future Commissioner Gordon's partner.
Okay.
Dancer was a bum. He got what he deserved. I'm going to go get a Danish. That's what I deserve.
Donald Logue.
Now I know who you're talking
his
about,
voice
too.
There.
Yep.
Yeah, 51 today for him. TLC, they're not going to be chasing waterfalls here today.
Chasing waterfalls.
Got a little bass there for you. Chili. You recognize this song, don't you? Multi-Grammy award-winning. If Neil doesn't know this, come on.
I don't know it.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Oh, when you mentioned Chili, I got hungry, though.
Rosanda Chili Thomas.
Oh.
From TLC.
Oh, boy.
Is 46 today. Brittany, you've got some work to do with this one.
I know. We'll get there.
Football great Tony Gonzalez, 41. He was a tight end. The Falcons, right, primarily. Am I thinking of the right Chiefs. Tony Gonzalez? Chiefs, that's it. Yeah. But he signed with the Falcons later in his career. I think he finished his career there.
I think he did finish there.
Tony Gonzalez is 41. Chelsea Clinton, the one-time first daughter. How old do you think she is? You have it right in front of you, so why am I even asking?
Yeah.
37. That was a hypothetical question to our listeners. 37 today. Happy birthday, Chelsea.
Okay. Gone but not forgotten. First, and maybe you were going to do this, but sometimes you throw in birthdays from over the weekend. Johnny Cash celebrated.
Yeah, I missed that. I didn't. Yeah. I didn't. Being gone this weekend, I didn't have a lot of time to prep. And,
was that yesterday or Saturday? What was the 26th?
I think it was yesterday. Yeah.
The great Johnny Cash. Would have he was born on this day or yesterday, 1932. He would have made the gone but not forgotten list. Roman Emperor Constantine the First. You always got to mention the first. He was the first. He was born. It was a while back, 272. The year 272.
It's a good year.
Poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. My feet show it. They're Longfellows. Yes, you know, we could do the whole thing, but we won't.
Well, I'm going to sing a Longfellow serenade a little bit later today.
Oh, very nice. He was born on this day, 1807. NBC and RCA founder David Sarnoff was born on this day. I guess when you think about NBC and RCA, it goes back a ways, but he was born in the 1800s, 1891. A year later, Uncle Charlie was born.
Do you actually cook for the boys?
Cook, wash, clean up, bawl them out, tell them bedtime stories, yell at them, wash for them, go to the market, deprive them of their privileges when they horse around too much, and all the wild stuff the other mothers in the neighborhood do.
He didn't get paid nearly enough for all those things,
no,
I'm pretty sure.
When they're horsing around.
Yeah.
William Demarest was his name, and that program, of course, from My Three Sons.
He replaced William Frawley, who played Fred Mertz, of course, on the I Love Lucy show, and then he was actually their caretaker, their homekeeper, housekeeper before, and then he started to run into some health issues.
Yes.
He was like Bub O'Casey.
Right.
And then this is his brother, Charlie O'Casey, Uncle Charlie.
Very nice. 1892.
Of course it's nice.
For William Demarest. One of the great golfers, the Squire, Gene Sarazen. Hall of Fame golfer born on this day, 1902. I think we all read some John Steinbeck work when we were in school, right?
Of Mice and Men.
Yes. And The Grapes of Wrath and Cannery Row. John Steinbeck was born on this day, 1902, 1913, the guy who gave us Rich Man, Poor Man, become a television program, or was that more of a miniseries?
Miniseries.
Irwin Shaw was born on this day, 1913. Award-winning actress, and she was very good at getting married, not very good at staying married, Elizabeth Taylor, 1932.
I don't really know how to express my gratitude for this and for everything. I guess all I can do is say thank you.
That's her winning the Oscar for Best Actress for Butterfield 8, 1961. Now, if this would have been 2017, Yul Brynner would have come back up and said, oh, wait a minute, it's Shirley MacLaine. Sorry.
Right. So she would have been like 29 years old at that point. She won Oscars for Butterfield 8, also Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. And you may remember from Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, certainly National Velvet, Elizabeth Taylor. Was she married 8 or 9 times, a couple times to the same guy, Richard Burton, of course, a love affair there. 1932. Actress Mary Fran from like Sands Through the Hourglass, so are the days of our life. She was also on Newhart.
Yeah, she was Bob Newhart's wife on the Newhart show.
Right.
The show where he owned that... that little inn.
Yes.
Up in New England.
Mary Fran was born on this day, 1943.
She was Newhart's wife, and the big question is, who do you prefer? Do you prefer? I mean, again, it's the Dick Sargent, Dick York comparison and controversy and debate. Mary Fran or Suzanne Pleshette?
Yeah,
I vote Suzanne Pleshette.
Yeah, I would. I'd probably go that direction too. They're all on the gone but not forgotten list here this morning.
Okay, Brittany, any facts that need checking and correcting?
Just a quick one. The disco demolition night happened on July 12th, 1979.
Okay. And the Grammy said, well, we'll still give a disco Grammy.
Right.
Because they probably had planned it before then, and they go, well, this will be the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been in like, July or August or something of 79. And
there's
came
no doubt,
out 5 months later.
There's no doubt if they would have continued it into 81, Funky Town by Lip Sync would have been the winner had they continued the best Grammy for disco songs into 1981.
For sure.
All right. Brittany, anything else? What do you got?
That's all you got.
All right.
Okay.
Bob Morning Show. We're going to wrap it up. It's coming up. Let's do this one more time, just in honor of Judge Wapner. That's how you say it, right, Brittany?
Yep.
The gavel. Bob FM, Bob Morning Show.
Couldn't roll me a 7.